Thank you. taste. All you feel and all that you love and all that you hate. All you distrust, all you save and all that you give and all that you deal and all that you buy. And all that you do, and all that you say, and all that you eat, and everyone you meet, and all that you slight, and everyone you fight, and all that is now, and all that is gone, and all that's to come, and everything under the sun is in you. The sun is a clear spot on the moon.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live, live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon and I'm by myself today because the reasons, the weather mainly, because it's reached over 30 degrees to my knowledge now, 31 actually, so We're a bit short with people not wanting to risk the weather, like the heat, because sensible, really. But I decided to come in, because why not? And the show must go on, as Freddie Mercury once said. And starting off with two songs as normal, we played Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird. On this day in 1973, their debut album called Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, so people could know what they were pronounced as, because it got confusing. People were saying Lynyrd Skynyrd or other things, but it's definitely Lynyrd Skynyrd. They established that in 1973, playing Freebird from the album. What a wonderful song it is. Playing the full 9-minute version too, because we treat you, our listeners, on Communities Live. And nice to watch the music video too. You might have heard some motorcycle noises, which are featured in the music video, in case you were wondering. And which added to it, because it's a very fast-paced song, especially the second half of it, so it's suitable for people who drive motorcycles or fast cars, really, because why not? And it's been had a bit of a resurgence on TikTok, actually, where people were playing it, so it's still very popular today. One of their best songs, along with some other great songs, because Lynyrd Skynyrd are one of the best bands out there, and played a shorter song, a much shorter song, Pink Floyd's Eclipse, because a certain thing that happened last night. Who actually watched the eclipse or thought they were going to be put in darkness? Did you have glasses, or did you do the colander trick? Or, like me, because the colander trick didn't work for me, unfortunately, so I put it on my phone, like my brightest night down, and took some pictures and videos. Not what I was hoping, because I thought it was going to be dark based on what I was reading and watching the old footage from 1999, the last eclipse we had like this. And the next one is not until 2090, apparently, so I'll be 88 by then if I am still around to see the next one. So fingers crossed I am, actually. So thought we'd play that because it describes what an eclipse is too, and it's Pink Floyd, so what's not to like? But we have plenty of other music and trivia coming up in the next 45 minutes, because we're already 15 minutes in almost, because it flies by, especially with listening to Freebird, like just enjoying it. But the next bit of trivia, which comes from a genius musician by the name of Mr. John Lennon. On this day, he flew to New York in 1971 and never returned to the UK or British soil. He did many good things music-wise in New York. Unfortunately, that's where he tragically lost his life in 1980 as well. As I said, didn't come back to British soil after the Beatles had disbanded. But as I mentioned, he did do plenty of great songs, including this wonderful piece of art by the name of Imagine.
Heaven, it's easy try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living.
John Lennon with Imagine here on Communities Live. What a wonderful song that is. It always has been for the last near 55 years. It actually celebrates its 55th anniversary next month. So it's timeless. It's one of those timeless songs where you never get sick of hearing to listening to it. The music video is also fantastic too. It's very eerie at the start where John and Yoko are walking towards their house in a misty sort of setting. And with the haunting piano as well. I don't even need to go into depth, really. You heard it the last 3 minutes. It's one of those. And starting off his wonderful solo career, taking off after the Beatles disbanded in 1970, which he would continue for 9 years before tragically losing his life in December 1980. He's still a big miss to this music world today, and I wonder what he'd actually do if he were alive today. It's always a question on my mind. It's the same with George Harrison, actually. What would the two lost members of the Beatles do today? Would they still be doing music or happily retired? Who knows? I'd probably say the first option, because they never stopped until the tragedy passed away. So I'm going to jump into the next bit of music. And this band you may know, called The Loving Spoonful, a Canadian-American band who were famous in the 60s especially. 60 years ago today, they had a song which was at number one called Summer in the City. Anyone grew up around that time, or anyone really, actually. It doesn't have to be people who grew up around 1966. Spent 3 weeks at the UK at the top of the charts, which was a massive thing. It still is. It's very difficult to get to the top. Once you get to the top, you've made it. You say no more. And Summer in the City, well, it is Summer in the City now, it's with the weather outside, so it's a rather convenient song to play, actually, and I'm going to play for you now. 2 weeks after England won the World Cup in 1966, so anyone listening in England was still on a high, because 2 weeks since that World Cup win, like, what's more to enjoy Summer in the City. So we're going to play The Loving Spoonful and Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. So blue, you made me weep and moan.
You made me feel so blue. Yeah, you made me weep and moan. Cause you ain't looking for a woman. All you're looking is for. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Quit snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Quit snooping around.
Played two songs there just to give myself a little break with the heat and hydrate my throat again, just like the hydration breaks we saw in the World Cup, which I'll mention again. It's actually going to be weird when the football season starts again, not seeing hydration breaks, unless they get brought back with conditions like this. But I think the weather's going to be cooling down by next week and hopefully getting some rain, because the football season starts. The EFL, which features the two Sheffield teams, of course. Sheffield Wednesday getting their season away with a trip to Leyton Orient, while Sheffield United start their campaign 5:30 on Saturday night evening with a home game against Birmingham City, broadcast on Sky Sports, so tune in for that. But two songs, as I mentioned, Summer in the City by The Loving Spoonful. That actually jogged my memory here in that keyboard, because I've heard it plenty of times before, including in some movies, actually. There's two movies where it's famously used, in Die Hard with a Vengeance, released in 1995, and The Karate Kid Part 3 in 1989. And it also shares a name with a feature film in 1970 directed by a German man by the name of Wim Wenders. So it's got a bit of trivia there. And I thought I'd play the original version of Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton, or Willie Mae Thornton as her real name was, released in 1952 on this day, 74 years ago, believe it or not. And it still sounds great today. Another timeless song, but it was, of course, made famous by the late, great Elvis Presley, where he altered the lyrics as well, but the original one's great. Who doesn't love a bit of jazz? You know, especially older jazz. You can't get enough of it. It's just sit back and relax and enjoy some jazz. But as I mentioned, Elvis Presley made it famous in 1952, where it's a lot more upbeat, rather than the slow, calmer version of this one. Just catching my breath there a minute, just from talking. The next song, which was on this day, on the 13th of August, halfway through the month, believe it or not, almost. It's going to be September soon, which means autumn is coming. So we're saying goodbye to summer and hello to autumn. So, hopefully the grass becomes green again, rather than the dried up yellow grass we've been seeing quite commonly in and around the country. So, next song is by Casey and Sunshine Band. You might know this one, released in 1983, 43 years ago. And speaking of football as well, a lot of fans have altered this chant to link with their team or certain players in their team. I can't give any examples off the top of my head, especially with local teams, even though I've been to my fair share of games at Bramall Lane and at Hillsborough too. So I wish I could. Besides, some of it might have some explicit language in, so, and I don't want to get the show cancelled, otherwise my producer Chris will not be very pleased. But we are going to go with Casey and the Sunshine Band with Give It Up. If you want to have a dance around, whether at your work desk or at home, can do. But hopefully there's aircon for you, because you might sweat a bit. But we're going to play the song anyways. We'll be right back. Casey and the Sunshine Band with Give It Up here on Communities Live. I actually got to the British number one in 1983. So if you're a fan of Top of the Pops or just watch general music channels to this day, which I do at home actually on Sky TV, I think the channel is the early 300s, but I can't remember off the top of my head because I'm more focused on the music when I turn the channel on. But Top of the Pops, you'll definitely have heard this multiple times in 1983 and probably beyond as well, because I imagine this got to weeks on the charts with such a catchy tune and a nice upbeat tune as well. So we, of course, are going to play that on Communities Live because we only play the best music and always go through it to make sure it is the best possible standard for the best possible show, which, as I said, we treat our listeners. Now, the next piece of music is actually to commemorate a recent event that happened yesterday. I'm talking about Deep Purple here, who we've mentioned quite a lot on the show in the last few weeks because they've had their new album Splat out for a month now, actually. So, I thought we'd mention them again. And they had a little reunion with a certain guitarist and a founding member, actually, of the band called Ritchie Blackmore. Now, Ritchie Blackmore hadn't performed with Deep Purple for 33 years prior to last night when they were doing a gig in a little part of New York, not New York City, but a little hamlet. So that was a nice treat, and it got announced. It wasn't like a surprise, really. It got announced like a day before when he was speaking on a podcast where he said, "I am going to play with Deep Purple again." And because he's a founding member, he did leave Deep Purple to form Rainbow, who were a fantastic band, and then came back to Deep Purple and did albums such as Perfect Strangers, where he plays that famous guitar on the song of the same name. But when he joined them on stage yesterday, reuniting with the likes of Ian Gillan, the lead singer, he played the most famous song and the most famous riff. You'll have heard it many times, especially if you watch School of Rock like I did recently, which is on Netflix in the UK. So anybody with Netflix and likes music, Why not tune into a bit of Jack Black, actually, playing some music? And because he is a music man himself, he's a very good music man, actually. And I'd love to meet him, we'd love to get him on the show if we can. So, fingers crossed that happens someday. But back to Deep Purple now, and I am talking about Smoke on the Water. That was obvious, I don't need to give clues or anything. But when Blackmore joined them on stage yesterday, I wish I had footage of the video yesterday. Yeah, I only saw it, but the sound quality wasn't great on this, so I couldn't play it. But if I can get hold of it at some time, hopefully next week, I will play that, because they played a song called Smoke on the Water, which he made that famous riff. And sometimes it's deemed as the first solo or guitar solo you learn, the introduction especially. If Bradley Middleton was here, our fantastic co-presenter, he would confirm that, being a guitarist himself. We're going to treat you with some more Deep Purple with Smoke on the Water to celebrate Blackmore's reunion.
Play a gun, burn the place to the ground.
Deep Purple there with Smoke on the Water here on Communities Live. One of the most well-known guitar riffs out there, and to commemorate the great reunion that Ritchie Blackmore had with Deep Purple just last night in New York, and did well with this song at the age of 81. He's still got it. And he's another hard-working musician who will do it until he can't no more, as there is a long, long list of musicians who will do that. And the list is too long, and we've only got 18 minutes left, so I can't name them all. But, yes, and I'll be seeing Deep Purple in Glasgow in November. It's fastly approaching, on November 19th. Whether or not Blackmore's going to be there, this was just a one-off, remains to be seen. But if Blackmore shows up at the show I'm going to, I will be delighted, and it will forever be embedded into my memory. But as you know, Smoke on the Water was based on a true story when they were in Switzerland and the Montreux Casino had burnt down during a Frank Zappa concert. Montreux has been rebuilt since, but it's not the original building, of course. And there is actually pictures. I know I mentioned a good few weeks ago now when me and Brad were in the studio that I was looking for images, and I did find one, actually. And it was literally what it says on the tin, Smoke on the Water. So we thought we'd play that. And who has the new album out there? Any of our listeners, please get in contact with us if you've got the new album. And what do you think of it? Because I bought it a couple of weeks ago now and we played it. Got it on CD because we have a new CD player. And what an album that is. They've not lost their touch. I know a lot of the original members aren't on this album, including the late, great John Lord, who passed away 14 years ago now. And Blackmore's not on the album either, but they still haven't lost their touch, Deep Purple, still going strong, and currently on their tour, as I mentioned, in America at the minute, but will come to Europe later on in the year. Now, with 17 minutes left, and we don't have our outro still, so it buys a bit of time as well. It's kind of a bittersweet thing, because I love our outro, but unfortunately the equipment still isn't being very nice. And it was a certain guitarist, British guitarist's birthday yesterday, Mark Knopfler's birthday, who turned 77 yesterday. So happy birthday, Mark, for yesterday, and one of my favourite guitarists out there. So I'm going to play a bit of Dire Straits, of course, because it'd be rude not to today. And this song, you might know, you might not know, but is this the most underrated Dire Straits guitar solo? Because there's a lot of great Dire Straits guitar solos, but is this the most underrated one? I think it is, but let me know what you think. And this is Lady Writer.
She had another
Two songs from Dire Straits to commemorate Mark Knopfler's birthday, because he deserves that respect. As I mentioned, Lady Writer first, possibly, well, in my opinion, the most underrated guitar solo from Dire Straits. Doesn't get as much recognition as it should do, but I have heard it plenty of times, and thought we'd play more of a famous song, Money for Nothing, which 41 years ago, the other day, reached number 4 in the UK singles charts, which was a fantastic achievement on its own. Especially with that guitaring from Knopfler himself. And did have some good competition in 1985. There's plenty of good songs from that year. But that guitar, Money for Nothing, I've seen a video where he shows how to play it. And he blocks notes at the bottom of the guitar, which not many people can do. Unless you're him, of course. So what a genius guitarist. And easily in the top 5 British guitarists up there, definitely. I don't need to elaborate anymore, but we are coming to the end of the show. I know this is the sad part of the show. It's always a sad part around this time of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it, and hope listening to me by myself, I've hopefully pleased everybody, all our listeners out there, with all the music I've been playing and the little chat here and there. Hopefully next week we do have our fantastic crew back. Maybe a full house, but who knows. But just to avoid the weather today, for safe reasons too, because we also have had a lot of fires, unfortunately, around Sheffield, whether they're grass fires. But we did lose the Full Monty Club just on Sunday, I believe. I think it was Sunday anyways, but a sad loss for building in Sheffield because it was very famous. If you've watched the Full Monty, you'll know about it. So we've lost another famous building in Sheffield, unfortunately, due to a fire. But we are at the end of the show now, and I'm going to finish with some ABBA just shortly, because this song reached number one in the UK singles charts in 1980. But if you want to join our crew, because there's still some space, we have three people with us currently, our producer Chris Zanelli, and we also have Bradley Middleton and Lewis Wright who join us, who are all wonderful people. But we do have some space in the current studio. However, we are moving, not to forget. We'll be moving to the old Tap and Barrel site on Castlegate. If you're a regular in that pub, you'll know where it is. But if not, it's quite easy to find. But we haven't got an exact moving date yet, so we'll keep you informed when we find out. But if you want to join our crew for the back end of this studio or wait until the new one, you can get in touch with us via the website where all the details will be on there, as we are actively looking for volunteers. Or you can email our producer, Chris Zanelli, at chrisanelli89@gmail.com. I'd like to thank you all for listening and bearing with me in this heat. But we are going to finish with ABBA. And a nice song, a bit of an emotional song for them, but with the fantastic vocals from Agnetha Fältskog. Here is The Winner Takes It All. Thank you all for listening.
About things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I've played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all. The loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belong there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence. Love. if it makes you feel sad. And I understand you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.